from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The last Friday of summer. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, where's Ike? There's no Ike. It's just you.
It's just me. Yeah. It's just me. Sorry to disappoint everyone. But I'm here. And I'm not going to say holla at your boy, because I could never pull it off like
that. No. You can't say holla at your
but
boy.
But I will say the Phils are...
No. Don't do it.
Baby.
Yet. Don't do
baby,
it.
Baby, what a win. What a win.
It was a great win. Was feeling pretty bad for the first five innings or so there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it was feeling horrible.
Well, because it felt like a carryover, and I was like, oh, great. We're going to revert right back to where we were before the run.
Yep.
You know, so.
I had so much to complain about. I was writing my notes. I was like, what is Trey Turner doing at shortstop? Why can't they score any runs? Blah, 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 blah. But then Brandon Marsh and Nick Castellanos saved the season. And we'll get to it later when we get to leading off. Not a bad player to count on combination from you and me.
Well, that's actually why Ike's off today.
Because he had Price as his player to count on.
Yeah.
Wasn't right. We nailed it. We nailed it.
To save from the embarrassment, yeah.
Yeah. So Ike will be back on Tuesday when we are back after Labor Day, but we are at Cheeky's and Pete's, Jack and I, in South Philly. There is still time to book your fantasy football party at Cheeky's and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles and the home of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Okay. Now... we didn't, because we had Radiothon yesterday, and by the way, I think we're close to $600,000 now raised for the Eagles Autism Foundation, so congrats to the Eagles Autism Foundation, and of course, congrats to us for helping to do it, and thank you if you contributed or even listened yesterday. But we didn't get time to dig into the interview that the morning show did with Jalen Hurts yesterday, and the comment about Jason Kelce and blitzes and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So let's play it for you if you haven't heard it, and then we will discuss.
There's a different approach in some areas and some facets. I think Cam has really done a really good job just taking that role on and really taking on the responsibilities of what comes with leading that group. You know, I think in the end, I think when you look at this upcoming season and what you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player in Jason Kelce who took on a lot of responsibility, and as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. And so my eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had, but now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this football team.
Okay. So, Jack, I'm struggling with this.
Yes.
I was trying to work it out on the air yesterday, but I ended up thinking about it last night and thinking about it this morning, and I'm still struggling with how I feel about it. So let me lay out to you the different options I see what you think.
Right.
So to me, the comment itself and the thought behind it sits into one of three categories. It is a good thing, it is a bad thing, or it is nothing. Right? So let me lay out the case for you for it being a good thing. The case for it being a good thing is, here is Jalen Hurts recognizing potentially what the problem was prior, recognizing that he is behind in his evolution in that blitz stuff and he wasn't able to do it, wanting the responsibility and looking forward to the responsibility of having that, which you want your quarterback to do. And those things, and he was aware it wasn't good enough. He was aware it was a problem, all of those things. So awareness, the looking forward to having the responsibility, those things, if I wanted to say it was good, I could land right there. right?
Right.
But let me make the case for it being a bad thing. The case for it being a bad thing is he is still trying to skirt the blame of what happened last year onto somebody else. The second thing would be that he is pushing that blame onto a Hall of Fame player, one of the most beloved players ever in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. And the third thing I would say, if I'm making the case that it's a bad thing, is that his pride will not allow him to take responsibility for what happened. He has to put it on someone else. And he's still focused on whatever happened last year instead of whatever is going to happen this year. So that is the case for it being a bad thing. And then, of course, there's the case for it being nothing. In maybe it's just true. You know, maybe it's just, look, Jason Kelce was good at it. They told him not to worry about it for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. I suppose you could look deeply into why they decided that. He's not here anymore. Cam Jurgens is here. Jalen Hurts will have to do more. It's just the reality of it, and it's really not that big a deal.
Sure.
So those are the three things. Good thing, bad thing, or nothing. 215-592-9494. Where do you sit on the Hurts comments about the blitz pickup? And I truly cannot figure out where I can talk myself into all three.
Yeah.
Where are you?
And I can too. Like, I think on one hand it could be a positive, like him wanting the responsibility. But I leave those comments being more annoyed than anything. Like, again, the quarterback is just so much different than any other athlete in all of sports. Like, maybe a star NBA player is probably the only comp to being a quarterback. And you just sometimes have to fall on the sword. And you just have to say, it's on me. And does that get annoying after a while? Does it make you not want to listen to press conferences? Does it make you not want to tune in to hear what he has to say?
Same thing with head coaches, by the way.
Same thing with head coaches.
Yep.
And it just, it doesn't scream like leadership to me, finding another thing to pass the blame on last year. And I really haven't heard him say, it was me. Like, it falls on me too. Like, it feels like it's always, well, he never said this publicly, but there's been enough reporting that he was not getting along with the head coach.
Right.
So that's one of it.
Yep.
It's now the Hall of Fame center, who, by the way, it was no problem in 2022 when he was great.
Calling out protections just fine.
Perfectly fine.
Yep.
Perfectly fine.
Yep.
Was damn near the best player in the league, and they almost won a Super Bowl. And then so you have that comment yesterday. And by the way, people act like that's the first time he said it. That's about the fourth time he said it.
Yes.
If you're paying attention at home.
You've pointed them out to us.
Because
I actually think we've played them before and discussed them, but
yes,
it never caught on, so nobody ever talked about it.
Because it's like, is he doing this right now, like again, with the Jason Kelce thing? And then he's talked multiple times about, it's just so tough having different coordinators. Like, wake up, buddy. You're in the NFL. You're a $250 million quarterback. Like, sometimes you got to just take it. You're paid to take the arrows when they're fired your way. And it just feels like, again, because, again, it's the fourth time he's done this with Kelce, where it's like, wasn't my fault. Like, the other guy was doing it. It halted my growth and stuff like that. Well, you could have also learned alongside him. You know, like, there could have been a conversation there.
By the way, and I'm curious why he didn't, right? Did they try it and he not pick it up? Did whatever he was seeing and whatever Kelce was seeing, did that not line up and it ended up being not productive that they were? I agree with you there, but it also leads to more questions
of
for
course.
Me as to, well, why? Why was that the case?
Well, what I can't figure out, obviously we don't know all inside the, you know, inside the NovaCare or inside the game how it all plays out. But there's a time last year in the Rams game. They played the Rams early in the season. They're in the red zone, and Kelce comes over fuming on the sideline, and we hadn't seen that before. Was that when, like, him and Jalen aren't on the same page and stuff like that? So when when he was talking yesterday, by the way, again, no excitement, you know.
That's just who he is.
It's who he is, yeah. But I mean, it's a more of a lighthearted thing more than anything. And then to continue to do this, kind of saying the center was a problem last year with the blitz protection, like, just own it. And I haven't heard enough of owning it. I've heard more excuse making. And when you're in that position, like, you have to sometimes eat it. And what's going to be so fascinating this year is if they struggle against the blitz again, we know who's it on this year. Like the
well, that, so that would lead me to the positive part of it, right? So, and this is why I keep flip-flopping on this, because
classic Eskin.
You
classic
know me.
Spike, always flip-flopping.
Flip-flopping, no opinions, you know, a hedge on everything. That's sort of my famous thing here. But as you're talking, I'm agreeing with all of those things, but then I'm saying to myself, okay, he did that, but then he essentially just told everyone, this year it's on him,
yeah.
Which is taking the responsibility for
yeah.
it. So I can't, which is a positive, right?
Sure.
Assuming that he can do it.
Yeah.
So I keep going back and forth. And from a leadership perspective, I think that is the other part of this here too, is that he, you know, Ike has said a bunch of times, he makes $50 million a year. He's getting all of the credit. So. And there's a lot of other players who are grinding themselves into dust physically for a lot less money. And he needs to be somebody who takes those bullets for guys like that and doesn't put it on those guys and takes it himself. And so I bounce back and forth between, well, he's blaming somebody else for last year, but he's also saying that he's going to do it this year. So I can't figure out whether what he said indicates something positive or something negative.
And what worries me is that in 2022, I feel like he hadn't arrived yet. And I feel like last year he got a little bit ahead of, like, I've arrived, I'm this kind of guy. And I just want to know what the real Jalen Hurts is. Is the real Jalen Hurts, and it's something we're going to learn this year, is the real Jalen Hurts, the 22 Jalen Hurts who is like, coachable and team and having fun on the field again? Or is it 23 where it's like, not me, you know, like I am the guy? And listen, it's a really fascinating look at it, because I think it hits different people different ways. I think there's definitely people, I'm sure Corey in Columbus, I'm sure OG Wade, I'm sure they're saying, like, that's a positive leadership. But I think there's a lot of people that are like, really? Like, now it's someone else's fault for what happened at the end of last year?
By the way, to some extent, at 215-592-9494, do you think Jalen Hurts' comments about the blitz pickup in Kelsey last year are a good thing, a bad thing, or nothing at all? I think the I lost it again. Beginning of the show.
Nice.
I gave the phone number.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. I want to get back to it.
Yep.
You're saying responsibility. I totally
22 Jalen versus 23 Jalen, which Jaylen. Is the real Jalen.
Yeah, I don't know. It's gone.
Well, again, flip-flopping. Don't know where you're taking
yeah,
this.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, hey, do you want to introduce next question? Do you want to make the next question today a Foxhole guy?
Of course.
We have Foxhole guy? All right.
We do not have limited seats in the Foxhole guy. I mean, we can
We can limit it.
Make you
it
like, give it, yeah.
Make it like Bitcoin. There's only so many of them. We can't make more. And to put a new person in, we got to take somebody out. We could do that.
Sure.
So for Foxhole, for next question today, you'll call with your sports point. At the end, we will say next question. The best one today will get a position in the WIP Afternoon Show Foxhole Guy list.
Yes.
So the question today is... It's not official.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The last Friday of summer, but it is unofficially the last Friday of summer. It's the last weekend of summer, as Labor Day is on Monday. So for next question today, best thing about the fall. Best thing about the fall.
I think when you reach your 30s,
yeah,
you start to realize fall is the best.
So... I went through a fall as the best season, but I'm actually just back on summer.
No. Too hot. Right. This summer was egregious.
It was very hot.
It was a hot boy summer.
So what? I think that means something different.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So what is? Give me the best thing about fall.
It's the best thing about fall is mornings like this morning, where you walk outside A little crisp.
The crisp walk outside.
Take a deep breath.
Yep.
Inhale a little bit.
The fall air hits
you. Yeah, big fall air guy.
So to me, the best thing about fall is hoodies. I am a hoodie guy.
Yeah.
The summer makes it difficult for hoodie guys.
Believe it or not, yeah.
You know, I carry it around with me. As you'll notice, I always have a hoodie. But when it's 98 degrees, you can't really wear the hoodie. So I'm a huge hoodie guy. And the fall allows you all the different sorts of hoodies. The thin hoodie, the
right.
heavy hoodie, whatever hoodie. The pullover, the zip, whatever you need. So it's prime hoodie.
Well, because you're always cold. Like
in the studio, I'm often cold.
But you've also, I mean, at home, you do sleep with three coats on, you know? So, like, you are, like, I know how when you get in your 60s or 70s, you start getting cold all the time.
I'm not that, though. I'm not even in my 50s yet.
But you're trending towards that.
I do get cold.
Yeah.
I do get cold.
You're a cold guy.
I do get cold. All right. 215-592-9494. Jerry in Douglasville starts us off. Jerry, you're on WIP.
All right, guys. I think this is a nothing, but I don't know what we want this guy to do. Like since college, he's accepted responsibility and ownership for everything that's happened to him. He got benched for Tua. He was fine with it. He came back and scared him on the side. I mean, I don't know what we want this guy to do. We act like Kelce never did anything wrong. Like 3 years ago, he was done. Everybody was saying he was done. He should retire. We got to find somebody else. I mean,
he was all pro last year. Jerry, he was all pro last year.
I understand he was all pro, but 3 years ago...
Well, I don't care about three years ago. He was... By the way, the all pro voting is not in Philadelphia. It's across the country. So he was all pro last year.
But he was calling the protection plays 3 years ago, right? I'm assuming he's been calling it the whole entire time. So when he was not good, it wasn't his fault, and everybody wanted to run out of town because he was done. But now Hurst is saying, like, hey, listen, I'm the quarterback. I want to call this out. And everybody's got a problem with it. It makes no sense. The guy can do no right. It doesn't matter what he does.
Well, that's not true. It's not that he can do no right. It's just that people like you don't want to say anything when he does something wrong.
Dude, I can care less. He wears an Eagles jersey. I don't care if his game was bent over. It doesn't matter. I want him to succeed. I don't care who it is. But the guy, every time the guy does something, Sirianni, he doesn't get along with Kelce. Him and A.J. Brown were fighting on the sidelines.
But all that stuff is true. But all that stuff is true.
It's not true.
Okay. So you're one of those guys. Okay. You're one of those guys. I'm willing to be swayed that it's a good thing. I'm willing to be swayed that it's nothing. I'm willing to be swayed that it's a bad thing. However, the denial of reality is the disease that is floating around Philadelphia. It's worse than COVID. You should double mask so you do not catch this inability to acknowledge reality, which is the most contagious disease in Philadelphia sports, is the he didn't get along with the coach. True. He was fighting with A.J. Brown, didn't get along with him. True. They wanted him to be a better leader. True. All those things are true. They are true, and they happened, and they will be discussed because he's the most important player on the Eagles.
Right. And the only way we succeed as a team is if he excels. That's the only way.
Yes. But it doesn't mean we can't acknowledge and the whole thing, Jerry, the whole thing about him not he can't do anything right. When he took the team to the Super Bowl in 2022, all anybody here said is that he is going to be one of the three best quarterbacks in football for a decade. There are number one jerseys all over the city. Like, come on. They acknowledge reality that people praise him when he does well and they criticize him when he doesn't do well. That's what happens with quarterbacks. It doesn't seem like you do.
I understand. I do. I completely understand it. But you act like the team is going to fall apart because Kelce isn't there.
No.
We're not going
to.
I don't even think we're talking about Kelce. It's just annoying that it's another thing added to the list here of reasons why things went wrong last year. I haven't heard enough of, like, listen, I wasn't great either. Like, where's that kind of accountability?
I mean, I think he said that multiple times. He has to be better. He said multiple times that he has to be better. He said it multiple times. Like, I don't know, what do you want the guy to say? You know what I mean? Something he could do. It's something he could do.
But that's not true. It's just not true. It's not true that he's nothing to do. All right, thank you for the call.
I got one more point before the question, too.
Yeah.
I got a show rename, a name for the show.
This is big.
Fritz and Friends.
Fritz and Friends?
There we go.
Yeah.
this call turned right around, Jerry.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah,
all of a sudden you're going to go to the top of the list now. All right.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Do you have a favorite thing about fall?
I do. Yoshi territory, but black spandex pants on women.
Wait, what is it?
Spandex pants.
Oh, spandex pants.
Slash yoga pants.
Spandex pants.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Women.
Yeah, I mean, but they're all year, really, right?
Well, I mean, in the fall, though, you know, they can pair with different things, you know what I mean? It brings out a little bit, you know.
For sure. That's a good one, Jared. All right, brother. Thank you.
What do I want him to say? Like, we haven't seen this with other quarterbacks.
No. Most of them know the paint-by-numbers answers to things like...
And Jalen knows.
Well, would it... Okay, here's the deeper question. When you say it's annoying or it's bad, and the option's good, bad, or nothing,
mm-hmm.
is the bigger problem that he is skirting blame and blaming Kelsey, or is the bigger problem that the team decided at some point, this guy's not going to do that. It's just going to be Jason Kelsey. Like, from a football perspective, is it weird that he was not involved in that, if that's the truth?
It's probably a better question for Ike, you know, the football stuff. But, like, just for me as a fan, more the skirting responsibility thing. Like, he can say, I need to play better, of course. But, like, you also don't need to do all these other things on top of saying you need to play better. Like, it's just been a lot more of, again, skirting blame and not really just kind of taking ownership of what happened last year. Like I don't understand how you can't take ownership of the blitz thing. Is it because you're hearing all the people saying he struggles with the blitz, he struggles with the blitz, he struggles with the blitz? Or I thought you don't listen to the rat poison.
So what if, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
That's what you are.
So what if what he said was exactly true? Let's say what he said is exactly true. They told him not to worry about it. It was Kelsey that was doing it, so on and so forth.
Okay.
Is it still a problem that he said
yes.
it yesterday? Okay.
The quarterbacks have covered up things for years that are going on with the team. It's part of being in that job, and that's part of the reason why it's annoying to me.
215-592-9494. Hertz's comments about Kelsey and the blitz. Good thing, bad thing, or nothing at all. Steve and Cherry Hill, you're on WO.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. How are you?
What's Steve, up, good Steve? To talk to you, pal.
Yo, so anyway, freaking Hertz, I don't know, man. He's headed to the direction of your former number five on the Eagles. Annoying, man. Soft-spoken. It just reminds me of him. To blame Kelsey is totally wrong. You know what I mean? I'm totally with Jack on this. I think he's soft-spoken, and he's starting to be annoying almost. But, you know, the silent guy is not what I expected, you know what I mean? He's not taking the blame for anything.
I think what's interesting is for somebody as few words as he says, it would be very easy to not make any headlines at all. Like our response to him could be, he never says anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Wentz was that way.
Wentz is that way.
You know, now internally, Wentz, it was different. But externally, Wentz just gave the cookie cutter press conference answers that don't give you any traction at all. And
that can be annoying, especially when the team is struggling.
Now, Hertz presents that way, but he doesn't always say those
things.
He's
a smart guy. Like, I think he's very intentional with what he says. I think the biggest thing he has to learn is that people do listen, and they do take what you say, and they interpret it as like, what is that? Again, if this is the first time, I think people could be like, whatever. Like, it's just a one-off thing. Again, it's like the fourth time he's done the whole, like, we had a guy here last year, obviously a great player, but, like, you know, I didn't get a chance to do any of that. And it's just like, what are you doing? Just, like, what are you doing?
I agree. Totally agree.
Steve.
Yankee baseball, the best win in the series, I think that was big last night.
Big one. Big one. Yeah, because, like, if they come off getting almost no hit and then the offense struggles again, which for five innings they did, and they don't score a run or they score one
against
run.
Against curveballs, by the way.
Against curveballs.
Yeah.
I think we're right back to square one. You know, you people erase the Royals series, they erase the Astros series, and they say, nope, they're still not there. And I think by coming back last night, hopefully get some wind at their sails and believe again.
Hey, Steve, what's the best thing about fall?
The start of football.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good answer.
Football season. That's the best for me, anyway.
Yeah. It's not better than postseason baseball.
He went, when your home team is in
weekend,
it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Steve went chalk on that one, but it's a big answer.
Yeah, it's a Mount Rushmore answer.
Yeah, we got it in there early. The I also thought was good, and we'll talk more about the Phillies as the show goes on. I also thought I like when pitchers don't have their best stuff, but grind through it anyway. And I thought Sanchez, he had bad luck with the Trey Turner thing.
Yeah, but by the way, I mean, every time it's every time the ball is hit Trey,
yeah,
I'm convinced something's going to go wrong.
Well, the other thing that happens with Trey now is once every two games, he airmails a throw to first base that either gets past Harper or pulls him off the
bat. It's a coin flip.
Yeah, yeah. He's they might have to move him to second base next year.
Or left field.
Or left field. Or DH.
No, we got our DH.
Yeah.
We got our DH. But, yeah, it's a coin flip when the ball's in its way. And it's again, I say this every year, I feel like, because, you know, Freddie Galvis had it down for a little bit. But I really do take for granted the Jimmy Rollins experience at
shortstop. Yep.
Every ball, right on the money.
Yep.
Could make every play.
Yep, But it really is, when the ball goes to Trey Turner, it's like
it's a coin flip.
Yeah, it's a coin flip every time. Not great.
No.
Not great. All right, coming up next, CBS released the top 10 QB and head coach combos in the NFL. Hurts and Sirianni are on the list. We will tell you where they are on the list and figure out whether it's appropriate or not next, as well as continuing the conversation about the Hurts comments about the Blitz and Jason Kelce. Was it a good thing? Was it a bad thing? Was it nothing at all? 215-592-9494. We are at Cheeky's and Pete's on Packer Avenue in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.